Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, federal prosecutors lay out their case against longtime LA politician Mark Ridley Thomas. Tenants at a Chinatown housing complex say LA's housing department has been too slow to protect them from eviction.
What do we want?
Fire and
soul! When do we want it?
Now!
And the LA Unified School District is rolling out a pair of apps that it says will help make schools safer. It's Wednesday, March 8th. I'm Nick Roman. You're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. A year and a half after the LA City Council's Mark Ridley Thomas was charged with conspiracy and bribery, federal prosecutors finally came before a jury today to lay out their case against the longtime LA politician. Those accusations date back to when Ridley Thomas was an LA County supervisor. Prosecutors say he steered county contracts to the USC School of Social Work. They say in return, social work dean Marilyn Flynn arranged for a full-ride scholarship for Ridley Thomas's son. LA's Civics and Democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz was in the courtroom. He says defense attorney Ghalia Amran countered the prosecution's opening statement by telling the jury nothing Ridley Thomas did was illegal if, in her words, it was done in good faith.
The contract he voted on, she noted, was to extend a telehealth therapy program to foster children with the care of the county's Department of Children and Family Services. She said he supported good things for one reason, because they were good.
LA Civics and Democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz, he's going to join us later during All Things Considered with more on the federal corruption trial of Mark Ridley Thomas. Until he's cleared, Ridley Thomas remains suspended from the LA City Council. One more note, former USC social work dean Marilyn Flynn has pleaded guilty, but her plea agreement does not require her to cooperate with prosecutors in this case.
What do we
Tenants at the Hillside Villa low-income housing complex in Chinatown say the LA City Housing Department has been too slow to protect them from eviction. LA's producer Phoenix So says they're demanding the city fire general manager Ann Sewell.
Hillside Villa tenants have advocated for the city to purchase their building for several years, after an agreement to keep rents affordable expired. Tenants say their rents have increased by as much as 300%. They want the city to buy the building and keep rents low. In a landmark vote 10 months ago, the LA City Council authorized the housing department to begin the purchase process. The department has been unable to get the owner's consent to access Hillside Villa for an appraisal and is seeking a court order to gain that access. Owner Tom Botts has confirmed his refusal to LAist. But residents want LA Housing Department General Manager Ann Sewell to move faster or lose her job.
We want actions, and she has done nothing.
That's Rosacella Mora. She has lived at Hillside Villa for 13 years. In late February, she and several other Section 8 tenants were served with eviction notices. Mora says she has not paid rent in the last year because of the pandemic.
We're barely trying to, like, catch up, and we get served with these notices.
But the department says it doesn't have the power to stop lawful evictions. If tenants owe back rent for COVID-related reasons, they must be given more time to pay, consistent with the law. In a statement, Bot says these tenants have not paid rent in going on 3 years now. For LAist 89.3, I'm Phoenix So.
We got a break today with the weather. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 50s, low 60s, and pretty much the same forecast tomorrow, but a few degrees warmer. You can see all that snow in the local mountains today and tomorrow, but you might not get to enjoy that sight for long. LA's science reporter Jacob Margolin says a new storm is headed our way, should get here by Friday, and it will probably wash away a lot of that snow.
The latest round of rain will stick around from Friday into Saturday, and it's a bit warmer than the storm we saw a few weeks ago. So it's expected to melt a lot of the lower-lying snow. We're catching the southern edge of an atmospheric river that's going to inundate Northern California. It'll be a bit mellower here, though there are some flooding concerns for Santa Barbara County. Atmospheric rivers like these are typical for California. And if we get hit by a big, warm one, there's a concern that it'll melt a lot of snow, and we could see lots of flooding. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jacob Margolis.
The LA Unified School District's rolling out a pair of apps that it says will help make schools safer. One app lets students, parents, and others report something that isn't a problem yet, but might turn into one later on. We asked LAist reporter Ryan Mayna to check out what's called
the Los Angeles Schools Anonymous Reporting App, or LAZAR. The app is for non-emergency school-related issues. Users select one of eight categories, like a school shooting threat or vandalism. They can upload a photo or video of an incident, and the app also tracks their location. Those reports go directly to the LA School Police Department, where a commander decides what to do with them.
LA's reporter Ryan Mayna. LA Unified's also rolling out an emergency alert app so school staff can quickly alert police about an active shooter. Thanks for listening to The LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Join us again here tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
LAist Studios.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.